Hello. You join us in the motor car. We're in a motor car, driving with our wheels. How are you? One word. It's 29 minutes past the hour of 17. We're on the A66 in Cumbria, heading out of Cumbria. For my wife and I have just spent a day in the Lake District walking up some hills and down and up and down and up. So it was Sarah's choice today where we went. And can you tell all the boys and girls listening at home where we went?
Skiddaw.
Yes.
And we went up Ulla Pike.
Ulla Pike. Ulluk Pike, isn't it?
Ulluk Pike, yes.
Ulluk Pike.
And then along to Lugside. And then up the car side. And then up Skiddaw. Off Skiddaw a little bit, because Skiddaw was in a complete whiteout.
Yeah, it was shocking. We had fantastic weather until about 50 metres from the summit. And then the cloud came in, and we got a couple of pictures from the summit, and we walked away to do Little Man, and the cloud cleared. Winner. So it was only cloudy the whole day for the bit where we hit the summit. Unbelievable.
At least we went back up Skiddaw and got the panoramic big view.
Yes, yeah. So we went down and then up to Little Man, which is next door to Skiddaw.
Not very little.
Yeah, it's not very little. It's a bit of a challenge on the old legs. But we came back down Little Man and went up the back of Skiddaw again to meet up with the path, and then went down to Carlside. Now, today, we're talking about going up and down. Well, it's a Lake District, you say. It's full of mountains and you should be prepared to go up and down. Yes, but going up and down in a foot of snow. Oh.
It was difficult
at times, actually.
Oh,
no. The thing about today, though, in reality, we've seen some beautiful views, haven't we? Absolutely gorgeous views.
Yeah.
Reg-Ed Centre. In fact, did you want a coffee or anything? Because there's an actual Esso station down there. Did you want to go to the Esso station? Tell me now.
No, because it went under.
What?
A decent hot shop.
Well, you don't know that?
No, it's not.
No? It's alright, I didn't want one either. Alright. So, yeah, beautiful, beautiful views. And with the sprinkling of snow that they had, and I say sprinkling, I do mean that it was a foot deep at times, or more, really. It made it all the more special, really, all the more memorable. So what else can we tell you? What else can we tell you about it? Oh, so we hit the summit of Skiddaw, and for some reason it got flipping windy all of a sudden, didn't it? And I do not jest when I say this, it honestly was about minus 10 or minus 15 with the wind chill. I decided that with what I was wearing, I wasn't warm, I was cooling down, and you can probably hear me wheezing. I've contracted the coldness. Truthfully though, and so I quickly got out of my Gore-Tex jacket and put my down jacket on, and that warms me up. But we walked about 100 metres away from the summit in the direction of Lower Man. I can't remember what it's called now. What if I said first? and the wind stopped. So we were jinxed. We were absolutely jinxed with the weather on the summit. But nonetheless, we saw
Skiddo Little Man.
Yeah, Skiddo Little Man. Oh, it's been a fantastic day. Clear skies, apart from the cloud that we were in at one point at the summit of Skiddo.
Leave the roundabout at the third exit and continue to follow the
A66. Let's follow the A66. So yeah, I'm a bit chesty. Tight-chested. Caught out by the cold. Not really any idiots are going up the hill, dressed-wise, idiots. Two people in jeans. One or two women wearing, like, Nike running tights or aerobic tights. And a fella who was reaching the summit with his family just as we were walking away, wearing a wool shirt, some wool gloves, corduroy walking breeches, and long socks that come up to your knee. And he was wearing boots, of course, but I thought, how are you warm? I am absolutely freezing. And you look as though you're ready to go and chop a tree down. So, always this point on the 66. Here comes the fog. We came through fog on the 66 this morning. Is the guy going to come and undertake me now? Very clever. Yeah, we came through fog this way on the 66. Oh, that was slow right there. I don't know. Fog has cleared. Crisis averted. Yes, it's been a fantastic day. We did 19 kilometres, which in real money is... where are we? I don't know, 12 miles or something like that. Which doesn't seem far, but trust me, when you're going up and down the things that we have, it tested you. I think the biggest test was doing Dodd at the end, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because we came down off Skiddo, come off Carlside, down at the bottom. And we could have just turned right and gone down the forest track back down to the Doddwood car park. But we decided to go up to Dodd. And it wasn't until we realised when we were coming down off Dodd why we were so tired going up, because those little paths were flipping steep, weren't they?
Oh, yeah.
So we were jiggered. But nevertheless, it was down all the way through the wood. Nice walk through the wood, albeit in the dark. And we got back to the car exactly 7 hours after we'd set off. So not too bad. So yeah, got about an hour and a half to get back to Ripon. Oh, jiggered. My knees always take it coming downhill, actually.
Yeah.
Never mind. Okay, we're off.
See you. All one word. All one word. Out. One word. Out. One word. Out. One word. Out.